the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. My name is Naomi Chisengela Mwanza. The headlines: Miss Zambia mourns Miss Elizabeth Mwale Pemba. The Ministry of Community Development confirms the conviction and sentencing of two officers. Egypt and China sign key trade agreements, and Powered Animals launches women's team. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Community Development has noted the conviction and sentencing of two of ministry's officers by the Livingston Magistrate Court on charges of theft by servant. Speaking in a statement, Ministry of Community Development and Social Services Principal Public Relations Officer Glenda Nachinga says the conviction and sentencing are in a case where two officers stole farming inputs worth over 8,000 kwacha. Ms. Nachinga says development demonstrates government's commitment to accountability and transparency. She has since thanked the members of the public for being vigilant and reporting the matter, and has appealed to more members of the public to be vigilant and to report any suspicious activities.
This particular case demonstrates government commitment to accountability and transparency. And as a ministry, we would like to take this opportunity to thank members of the public for being vigilant and bringing to the fore this particular matter. We'd also like to urge more members of the public to be vigilant and report any suspicious cases. We'd also like to take opportunity advantage of this opportunity to urge all staff to uphold integrity and professionalism, and also respect for the rule of law in the delivery of service, as the welfare of vulnerable citizens depends on our collective commitment to ethical.
Former Southern Province Minister has called on the Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, and the Zambia Police to investigate the alleged misused Eurobond fund under Zambia Railways. Speaking in a statement, Mr. Edify Hamukale says the revelation by Professor Clive Chirwa are shocking, where it is alleged that the money Zambia borrowed under Eurobond amounting to $120 million to revamp the Zambia Railways was misused. He says some of the people Mr. Chirwa mentioned have passed on, but there are some who are still alive and misuse the country's money, should be investigated, and if found wanting, be prosecuted. He says there is a tendency of victimizing the honest, those exercising integrity, and those doing the right thing in most companies in Zambia. They are subjected to transfers just as he was subjected to when he was Minister of Southern Province.
In this country, we victimize the honest. We victimize people that want to exercise integrity. People that are doing the right thing in most workplaces in Zambia are the ones that are subjected to transfer, to hatred, to being sidelined. I went through this kind of nonsense myself. And what Clive Chirwa is saying about this situation is something I can relate to. In Southern Province, I had terrible persecution at the hands of some powerful party officials who wanted to force me to do wrong things, to allow manipulation of state resources.
The Unemployed Teachers Association of Zambia, UTAZ, has welcomed the proposed licensure exams for teachers, emphasizing that the move will improve the quality of education in the country. Speaking to One Love Radio, UTAZ President Francis Musonda says the association supports the move as an ambassador of quality education. UTAZ recognizes the need to ensure that teachers meet certain standards in a rapidly advancing technological landscape. UTAZ believes that the licensure exams will help promote quality education in Zambia and ensure that the country's education system meets global standards.
As an association, we have welcomed the move. It's a positive one, because As an association, we must say that we are an ambassador of quality of education, meaning to say wherever the quality of education is being tabled, we are also part of that discussion. So we are an ambassador of quality of education, and we have supported this move because it's looking at improving the quality of education in our country. We can't run away from the fact that technology is advancing day by day.
Leadership Movement President Dr. Richard Silumbe has called on the government to prioritize safety in mining areas by deploying experts to educate local communities involved in small-scale and artisanal mining. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Silumbe has stressed that the government must take the same proactive approach in mining sector as it does with road safety campaigns. He has emphasized that educating communities about proper mining practices could help prevent accidents and fatalities. Dr. Silumbe has emphasized the need for the government to start sending experts to mining areas to teach local people about safety, just like they do to prevent accidents on the roads.
When it comes to mining, when people die, 3 people die, it's all over news that people have died. What we want is the government to identify those miners who want to participate in mining and educate them about safety. Rasta doesn't move around closing the roads because people are dying. Why should the mining sector be anxious at stopping people talking about illegal mining when people are earning a living? So the idea is Zambians should participate in mining. When deaths arise, we should send experts to teach them safety measures whilst allowing them to continue mining, because everywhere there is death.
The Ministry of Energy has reaffirmed the government's commitment to building a resilient and modern energy sector that supports Zambia's Vision 2030. Speaking when he appeared before the Parliamentary Committee on Budget and Planning, Permanent Secretary for Electricity, Mr. Arnold de Simuaba, has highlighted major strides made under the 8th National Development Plan, some of the key milestones including the introduction of the Energy Single Licensing System, net metering regulations, and electricity open access regulations to attract investment. Mr. Simuaba says the ministry has reported significant progress in increasing electricity access, with rural access now at 34% and urban access at 80.3%. He has stressed that despite the progress made, the ministry noted that challenges such as droughts, funding gaps and delayed infrastructure works have affected some targets. He has called for increased financing, faster digitalization of processes, cost-reflective tariffs, and stronger partnerships to meet the goals of the 8 NDP and deliver reliable energy for Zambians. Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zambia, has expressed its heartfelt condolences to the family, friends, and the entire media fraternity on the passing on of Miss Elizabeth Mwale Pemba. Speaking in a statement, MISA Zambia chairperson Lorraine Mwanza Chisanga says Mrs. Pemba will be fondly remembered for her unwavering passion, professionalism, and excellence in service to the media industry. Ms. Chisanga says Mrs. Pemba, who was the founding general manager of Radio Phoenix FM Zambia, also worked with the Times of Zambia and Multimedia Zambia, left a lasting impact wherever she served. Ms. Pemba passed away on the morning of 9th July 2025 at Livingstone Central Hospital. We now take a break. Do stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
Yeah, because people just deliver according to what people want. Let them not get it. As we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211 224 4404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
The governor of the Central Bank of Egypt, Hassan Abdallah, has welcomed his Chinese